$50 Union Street Social gift card or $50 in cash to be given away after the remote. Starting July 31st, follow the clues and find the hide-and-seek medallion worth over $5,000 in prizes. So get your hunting license this Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. at Union Street Social and get ready to win KBOE's hide-and-seek.
KBOE Live and Local, and welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, who is not with us this week, but Lindell Langren will be filling in. Our showcase is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Did you know Emporia State Federal Credit Union credit cards are locally serviced? This means if you have questions about a charge, need help paying your bill, or are having issues when you are out of town, you can talk to someone right here in Emporia. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
And welcome to our July edition of the Emporia Showcase. We are just about ready to start another school year. So, yes, getting everyone enrolled is at the top of the list for administrators at USD 253. And we're joined this morning by Lindell Langren, Director of Community Relations for USD 253. Lindell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. We're doing good.
Glad to hear it. We're also joined by Justin Sargent. Justin is the Director Assistant Principal for the Flint Hills Learning Center. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
I'm great, man.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank
Patricia
you.
Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist. Patricia, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Or should I say super fantastic, Ron?
Super fantastic. You've got that right, Patricia. Home run right off the bat here this morning. And Heather Wagner, Student and Family Resource Specialist, USD 253. Heather, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here in studio here this morning. Lots of enrollments information to pass along and share with you this morning. But as we always do with our showcase program, we like to lead off with all kinds of hashtag Emporia proud moments. Never a lack of them to share. And Lindell, will you lead us off here?
Absolutely. Well, since we're talking about enrollment today, want to let you know that I did check our enrollment numbers just before we came on the air this morning, and we've had 1,293 students get enrolled. So, you know, we really appreciate our families who are getting students enrolled as soon as possible, because that really helps us make plans for this next year and make sure that we have enough staff and everything. So we appreciate all those. And I know Patricia and Heather and the team out at the Learning Center yesterday worked with a lot of those students, so I know they were feeling all those students getting enrolled and getting started with the school year. So we appreciate that. We also, since we have all those students enrolling, are excited to announce that we have over 60 new certified staff and administrators that will be joining us this year. And most of those staff members will be coming into new orientation and that sort of thing here in the next few days. And you may have seen many of those staff starting to be highlighted on our social media. We're doing a staff spotlight so you can see all those new staff members and where they're at and what they're teaching for us. So we're excited to have those 60 new certified staff members joining us. Last week we had our board meeting, and Jamie Reaver was elected as our new board president, and Lillian Lingenfelter was elected as our new board vice president. So we're excited to have their leadership for the 23-24 school year. And we would also like to thank Leslie Seeley, who was our president this past year, and of course Grant Riles, who was the vice president this past year for our board. So appreciate their support and all that they do for us. Being on the board, there's a lot of hours and a lot of time spent, and we couldn't do it without them. We really appreciate all that they do for us. And would also like to announce, especially since we're doing enrollment right now, we are continuing that partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas, and they're providing our after-school care for the 23-24 school year. And of course, they offer programming that feature, you know, different tools of academic success, good character, citizenship, you know, all those types of things that we like our students to learn. And that's through kindergarten through fifth grade, and that's at each of our elementary schools. And of course, they'll have that opportunity to sign up for that program during the enrollment process if they choose to. So Boys and Girls Club will be, like I said, providing our after-school care services again this year. And then finally, we'd like to give a construction update. That's one of the highlights that we always like to do during the showcase, is that construction update. If you drive by many of our buildings, you can see all of the different construction and things that are happening at our schools this summer. And This summer is no different than the last several summers, and Emporia Middle School is currently 91% complete. We always like to get that percentage complete, so it kind of gives an idea of what's left. And I know, Ron, you enjoy that number. So 91% complete there at the middle school. And one of the cool things at the middle school is that the HVAC systems were turned on this past week. And what that's doing is allowing the gym floor to get ready to be brought in. That gym floor has to sit and get acclimated to the moisture and humidity and all those kinds of things. And so that was started this last week, so they'll be starting on that floor here before too long. And drywall's been hung, painted in the life skills room, and the ceiling grid's all been installed. And so, like I said, lots of things going on at the middle school. Village Elementary is just behind it at 90% complete, and they've put egress windows in that multi-purpose room that used to be like the lunchroom and that sort of thing. And then they've been completing work on that new kitchen, and so that'll be a nice space there at Village to have a new kitchen. And Riverside Elementary and Timmerman, they are 20% complete, and they're neck and neck. Of course, we're kind of doing those two projects together. The drywall's been installed and painted in the remodeled classrooms, and then they've dug the footings at Riverside, and the footings at Timmerman will be dug this week. So, and then finally, the last project that we have is William Allen White Elementary, and it's continuing through that design phase, and the architects have been visiting with the staff and Mr. Kirk over there at William Allen White to see all the things that they need and what those instruction things will look like over at William Allen White. And so they will continue that, answering those questions, getting that information, and then that bidding is scheduled to begin in early 2024. So lots of things going on, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the different things that we have started to get ready for the back to school starting here in August.
Yeah, and it'll be here before we know it, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're less than 30 days away now, so it's exciting, and it'll be here soon.
Well, I guess Jumpstart Day is August 15th, and the first full day of classes, August 16th for USD 253. Nicely done with the Emporia Proud Moments, Lindell. I think Allison has something to be worried about here.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, Lindell Langren, who is the Director of Community Relations, USD 253. Well, as we've been saying, it is enrollment time and off and running. Over 1,290 students have been enrolled so far, and it continues through this week, and I'll tell you what, the Flint Hills Learning Center up at the Flint Hills Mall has been a very busy place, and Justin Sargent is with us. He's the Director and Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Justin, again, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you again?
Good to have you here. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
How are things going at the Flint Hills Learning Center?
They're great, man. I mean, we got enrollment going on. It's always a fun time to kind of have everybody come in and kind of just take over the place and get everybody to come in and enroll, and so we're just kind of, you know, rocking and rolling right now, getting ready for the school year to start.
Well, let's talk about the Flint Hills Learning Center for a bit here. Exactly what opportunities are available for people to take advantage of at the Flint Hills Learning Center?
Yeah, you know, we still have our big three adult programs. So the main one would be your high school diploma. So we offer that program for free. So if you are an adult who doesn't have your high school diploma, if you can come in, you can come and get enrolled with us down the mall. If you have any transcripts from any high school you ever attended, you can bring that in too. We can give you credit for that. We have online courses for that work. And so that's our main program that we do to help our adults get those diplomas. We also have our adult ESL classes for any adults who want to learn English as a second language. We have classes that go on in the morning, Monday through Thursdays, from 8 to about noonish. And along with that, we also have our adult citizenship program. So if you want to come get help getting your citizenship, we've got a person on staff who basically helps you, guide you through the program, and helps you get your citizenship. And I will always say that every person who has come through the program to get citizenship we have 100% passage rate. So that's a big number for us.
100%?
So, mm-hmm, every person who's come through us has passed.
Tough to beat that number.
Yeah.
Lofty goal right there. That is for sure. You have a lot of people taking advantage of these classes that are offered?
We tend to have a lot of people sign up, to be honest. Usually the fall, there's more people who show up. It kind of tapers off throughout the year, but you know, we tend to have a steady group who come through us. We would love to have more people come down. We want to help everybody who wants to learn, who wants to come down and get some ESL practice, who wants to learn English, who wants to get citizenship. You know, we have a Tyson program where we try to push out into a factor out there and helps students out there as well. Sure. And so we're trying our best to do what we can. I also like to say that we always have our supervised playroom. So if you are worried about childcare or having your child with you while you are studying with us, we have people on site who can help watch your kids. They can play. We have a room dedicated just for them, so you don't have to worry about, you know, what do I do with my kid? There's a place for them to go as well. So we try to take care of everything for you. So all you have to focus on is learning.
Well, that's a great great service offered there at the Flint Hills Learning Center. People are interested in getting more information or finding out about the Flint Hills Learning Center. Anything online available for them to check out?
Yeah, you can go to the school website. The district website has our link there. Or you can just stop by down at the mall since we got enrollment going on. The same number you would call for enrollment, you can call. It goes straight to the Learning Center. So you can talk to anybody to get information, and they'll patch you on through either to my secretary or to myself, and we'll get you set up.
So we mentioned the Flint Hills Learning Center. Flint Hills Mall, exactly where in the mall are you located?
Yeah, we're right across the mall from the driver's license and Focus, kind of on the corner where the movie theater is and kind of the driver's license. So kind of that little corner place.
Little corner place.
Yeah, that's what I describe it. I kind of always see where all the kids' toys are, right? So the kids' toys are there. You kind of turn around the corner and you've got Focus and the driver's license across the mall way for us. We've got a little stand out in the middle of the mall, so it's hard to miss us. We're right there.
Well, it's a great opportunity available to people, and hopefully they can and continue to take advantage of it. I've talked to a couple of people that have went through the citizenship course and passed it, and they were very proud of what they accomplished. They really were.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I love to see students come through, even just the graduates, but especially the ones who get their citizenship. They are very proud of what they do, and I think our staff – they are dedicated people. They love to see our students succeed, get their, whether it's diploma, you know, just improve their English or get the citizenship. We are dedicated to help you get in there. And so it's fun for us. We really enjoy it. And so and when we see that excitement on our students' faces that they accomplish something, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah, indeed. I think that citizenship class is something we all could probably benefit from, to be quite honest with you.
I'm not going to lie. I've sat in on some of the classes and seen some of the questions and thought, wow, this is a tough test.
Well, good. Well, hey, Justin, always good to see you.
You too.
Good to talk to you. Justin Sargent, Director and Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center, which has been a very busy place. Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist, is with us. Patricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning again, Ron. Doing well.
It is nice to have you here, as always.
It is exciting to be here. Always good things happen here.
Well, enrollment is underway. How busy have things been?
It was crazy. We started yesterday. We launched yesterday, July 17th, and it was a very busy day, but it was a good day. You know, like you mentioned earlier, and also Lindell, you know, we now have 1,293 students enrolled. So that is pretty amazing for, you know, first day and to be able to share those kind of numbers.
That's off to a big, bold start, isn't it?
It certainly is.
So what kind of enrollment date? You mentioned, Patricia, started yesterday. How long does the enrollment window stay open?
Okay, so we will be at the Flint Hills Learning Center as of yesterday all the way through August 4th. The great thing that we have going on right now is that if parents want to enroll online, we have the link open so that parents can do it pretty much anywhere from the comfort of their home, or if they happen to be in Branson, like Mr. Justin Sargent was last week and wanted to just do his enrollment there, we can absolutely do that anywhere in the world, really, at this point. But if you happen to be in Emporia and families happen to need assistance with the enrollment process, then absolutely you can come into the center. We are there from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and we'll be there on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 1, half a day on Fridays. So you definitely want to give us a call at 620-341-2396 and schedule an appointment to come in, and we can help you with your enrollment.
Well, what can parents expect when they arrive at the Learning Center to get this enrollment process going when they see you?
Well, first and foremost, the comfort of having it, you know, in the installations of the Flint Hills Learning Center and inside the mall. Parents will have no problem finding parking because it's very accommodating when it comes to that. You come in, if you have your appointment ready, we have somebody hosting the front door, welcoming all parents that come in. As they come in, they will visit with either Heather Wagner or Enrollment Secretary Carmen Pignon or myself. And if it's a brand new student or returning student to our district, then we will have the opportunity to gather all the information that we need to, you know, re-enroll that student into our district. And if it's a returning student, then with their appointment, appointment, they go directly into with and visit and get assistance with one of our staff members, and they will help them with the entire process.
Well, with you there, bilingual staff available?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. 75% of our staff is bilingual, English, Spanish. So we have those accommodations for our non-English speaking parents that come in.
Well, you are the migrant services specialist, so how do students qualify for migrant services?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, Ron, because being part of this amazing team, I always say I walk with giants, you know, when I'm part of this enrollment process. Having the opportunity to visit with all new and returning families to Emporia gives me really the opportunity to visit with them, get to know them, learn what they did, where they came from, and what their plans are here. Basically, what I'm looking for is those families that have the mobility, because that was what migrant is, and then also have the history of having worked in anything that is agricultural and will continue to work in something agricultural. As you know, Emporia and the state of Kansas, we have a lot of farming going on, especially during this time. And then, you know, another qualifier for us is also Tyson Fresh Foods, because they work with all the raw materials. And so families get to qualify for our services, and in doing so, giving some additional interventions to all those students, especially those English as a second language that could be struggling. Also, if they're having some additional needs and need additional interventions academically, then that's one of the things that Migrant Services can certainly help cover. Our district does amazing with the services that they do, but we understand when you have a teacher or a classroom with where it has 20, 24 kids, it's kind of hard to work on that one-on-one and really, you know, help remove some of those barriers. So that's what migrant education is here for. And so the opportunity of being part of the enrollment process gives me that opportunity to meet with parents and try and qualify them for our program.
As you alluded to earlier, Patricia, you know, USD 253, very high populated with, you know, the Hispanic community. Are there a lot of Hispanic families that the parents only speak Spanish? Is it tough to sometimes get information to them through the students? How difficult is that?
You know, USD 253 does amazing when it comes to communications. Almost everything that we send out to parents in writing is in English and Spanish. Okay. Everything that any communications that we do, you know, on radio are in English and Spanish. And then, of course, just having the staff, not just in the enrollment site, but just throughout our entire district, that is bilingual, it's a great assistance to our families. So I think that's one of the things that really brings families into our community, is that sense that, you know, other families share how great of a school system we have.
And I know in talking with teachers over the years and administrators over the years, one thing that they really like to see and would like to see more of, and that is, you know, parents being active with the kids at school is sometimes frightening for the Hispanic community that do not speak English to maybe take that step and really try to get involved with the schools?
Absolutely, and I can use myself as an example. You know, when I first arrived in Emporia, and I'm an English speaker, I mean, just the moving to a new location is hard enough. So when you add the language barrier, absolutely. But again, I think that our schools and our district staff have done so amazing in trying to accommodate that over the years, I have seen how comfortable families are becoming. And we see a lot more assistance in any events or any parent-teacher conferences, anything that is going on in the schools. We're getting a lot better reception from those ELL, English language speakers. So I think that we're doing fantastic. And our families really get that sense of accommodation and welcoming.
Well, good. We'll keep up the great work as always.
Excellent. Well, one more thing, Ron, that I did want to add. When parents call in to schedule their appointment, we just want to let them know that we're still just having the one parent enrolling coming into our site, just because, you know, there's a number of us as staff there, and then we're accommodating other parents that are there. So it makes it a lot of people on, you know, inside our site. So we just want parents to understand and for them to be patient with us, that we can only accommodate one parent going into the site to enroll. And also, you know, we're getting numerous calls. Yesterday, you know, we got hammered with phone calls, and it's from questions of all kinds, right? They're dealing with enrollment. So also, you know, for them to have patience with us, if we don't answer right away, just continue to call back. It's probably easier just to continue to call back versus leaving a message, because we're just constantly answering those phones. So we're trying to get to them as fast as we can. So just patience.
You're putting those multitasking skills to test, aren't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, and we're doing super fantastico, Ron. That's all I got to say.
Patricia Reyes, Migrant Services Specialist, USD 253. Heather Wagner, Student and Family Resource Specialist. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So it was active enrollment day yesterday, huh?
Yes, it was beyond active yesterday.
Beyond? It took it to another level,
it
huh?
It did. It took it to a whole new level.
Well, I think we've kind of touched on this, but again, specifically, what should parents know, you know, when getting ready to enroll their kids?
Well, the big thing for parents to remember is that they have until August 1st to do it online. And after that, if they have not completed that enrollment online, then they're going to have to make an appointment and come in and do that face-to-face. So we want to encourage parents that want to do it online to get that done prior to that date.
Yeah, big day yesterday, over 1,290 students enrolled, and that's a heck of an active start right there. Any fees associated with enrollment?
There's a $10 technology fee for all students, and then any student who is attending Emporia Middle School or Emporia High School also has a $10 activity fee. So your fees are either going to be $10 or $20, depending on what school you attend.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, that's not too bad, really.
It is amazing. And if you compare our fees to anywhere around, it is absolutely. That's one of the things that I really commend our board and our district for doing, is removing those fees and those additional barriers for students.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So if students are new, documentation, what might they need?
Okay, so if students are new, we do want them to give us a call and schedule an appointment to come out and see us face-to-face, and they will need to bring with them their birth certificate, their shot records, and then a current physical. And if they don't have those immediately on hand, they still need to come out and get enrolled, but we will need them as soon as possible.
ASAP.
Yes.
All right. So your position specifically, Heather, as Student and Family Resource Specialist, helping remove barriers for students, how does that work?
Well, I work with all district staff in every building to help me identify those students who are lacking basic necessities. And once we identify them and I'm able to find out what the true need is, then with community support and grant funding and donations, I am able to then remove those barriers. So it could be they need shoes, they need a backpack, they need clothes, whatever that basic necessity is that they're lacking. Food, we're going to try to remove that barrier so they can have the best education possible.
Well, you've done wonderful things in helping provide a lot of things for students here at USD 253. I know that First United Methodist Church is giving their big donation again this year for all kinds of school
Absolutely.
Supplies?
All of our school supplies are again being covered by them, so that is amazing as well. Our community, I cannot say enough good about our community. They just really pitch in and pick up and help anyone and everyone, and it's amazing.
And I know that Grace Church is having a free shoe opportunity, free shoes for kids.
Yes.
Coming up at the end of this month.
Parents get so excited about that. As soon as the school year ends, I start getting messages on Facebook about, do you know, are they going to do it again this year? So we just want to thank all of our community partners.
So we mentioned this at the top, but once again, when do we launch into the 2023-2024 school year, Heather?
Well, all of our new students are going to go to Jumpstart, which is going to be on August 15th, and then our first day back of regular classes is August 16th.
Not too far away.
No, it is not.
All right. Is Lindell still with us?
Absolutely. I'm still here.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, definitely. We just, you know, really want to share that word about enrollment and appreciate all those that have come out. And really can't thank the staff enough. I know the Learning Center was really hopping yesterday, and we have a staff of about 13 people that are out there on the front lines doing all those things and fielding all those calls and that. And so we could not do it without them. So we greatly appreciate that staff that Heather and Patricia and Carmen are leading out at the Learning Center.
You mentioned over 1,290 enrolled yesterday. So how many are you expecting? I know you can't give a specific number, but can you ballpark it?
Last year we had just over 4,300. And okay. So you know, obviously we'd like to have that or even more this next year. So we're on a good start. I think we're, maybe 20% or so getting close to that. So we still have a number of students to get enrolled. But like I said, we do appreciate those families that have started already. And we expect a busy week this week, every day, getting more students enrolled.
We would like to see all kinds of students, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. you know, the more students we have, the more teachers we need, the more, I mean, just it's a win-win for everyone. So we appreciate, like I said, all the students that have enrolled and that are doing so probably right now.
Well, Lindell, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us on this morning. We always like to appreciate this particular opportunity to share information. And, of course, this one always wraps around enrollment, and so it's a great opportunity for us to share that information. So appreciate you having us and taking care of us.
Yeah, Lindell Langren, Director of Community Relations, USD 253, Justin Sargent, Director, Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Thanks again, Justin.
Thanks, Rob, for having us, man.
Patricia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Always good to talk to you. And Heather Wagner, who's Student and Family Resource Specialist. Heather, thanks.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And that will put a wrap on the Emporia Showcase for the month of July. Back next month with another edition of the Showcase here on KVOE, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It's 844.